It is 3:30 PM.
And here are the latest RTL Today headlines. The Greens MEP Tilly Metz spoke to RTL Today and called for urgent action on climate, while warning that recent EU migration reforms undermine fundamental rights and let down vulnerable people. The A3 motorway will be closed in both directions from this evening until Monday morning due to major construction works. Police took a man into custody on Wednesday evening after he attempted to run over his ex-girlfriend with his car. The UN has demanded independent investigations into dozens of deaths in US ICE custody since last year and swift action to prevent more people from dying. And finally, Belarus will be a threat to Ukraine for as long as President Alexander Lukashenko is in power and relies on the Kremlin, the country's exiled opposition leader told AFP. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and the red heat warning has been extended, as we thought, to Sunday now, and it is already 38 degrees. Meteolux is also warning of possible thunderstorms tonight from 6 PM with lots of rainfall and high winds.
RTL Today traffic info.
As far as the traffic front is concerned, still an accident on the A1 between Ham and Gasparish, although we're down now to a 5 to 10 minute delay there. It's 9 to 10 on the N3 between Schlamest and Frisange, 15 on the A1 between Grunewald and Ham, and from the A3 Rösar to the A31 Canfin, now up to a 25 minute delay at least, with 10 kilometers worth of tailback too. One speed check to be aware of this afternoon, by the way, that's in Hesse on the Allée de la Jeunesse Sacrificiée, 1940 to 1945. Not saying that bit in French, don't worry. For everything else, it is today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
RTL. RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
Bonjour, this is Joe, and you're listening to my song, End of Beginning.
RTL Today Radio.
John.
Yes.
Did you know? Here's a fun fact for you that you might not know. It's Friday today.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I knew that bit, yeah. I thought you were going to... Friday is Fun Facts Day.
No, there's nothing fun about
it. This is a new thing you've come up with.
No, it's absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Looking back now, what an interesting week in Luxembourg this has been.
It has been.
Really, like, I feel like we're going to remember this one. We'll be able to look back and say, do you remember that heat wave?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
On National
Day.
Well,
we're still remembering 76.
Yes, the famous
and
one.
And we've had two already.
Oh, bro.
This year.
Great.
In a month.
Lovely. Great. Do you remember the one from 3, 4, 5 years ago? Oh, actually longer than that.
Well, the COVID was great, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
That was from March. It was amazing.
Do you remember March, April? Was it 2020 or something like that?
It was 2020.
It was the best spring I've ever seen.
Because I must have been when sort of the COVID thing happened, because we were in the UK in Cornwall.
Right.
And there was a part of me going, well, this is fantastic. I love it. Because it wasn't too hot. It doesn't get too hot really down there.
Yeah.
But, I was just walking the dog, through the forests and going to the beach.
And
it was great.
It doesn't
sound nobody around.
Yeah, I know. I remember I got into forest walking that.
Yes.
Because I was writing my bachelor's.
Poetry. Oh,
no. Hang on, what's that supposed to mean?
The Keats.
Right. Yeah, a bit of, I've got Yeats on my side.
Yes. I'm going to walk into the forest and sit by myself on a log.
I had a regular stump that I sat on.
Winnie the Pooh. Oh, brilliant.
No pants on.
Oh, no. Kept getting arrested, but apart from that.
But it was brilliant. I loved first lockdown. Even though I got arrested all the time. I think we're going to remember this. I mean, this is really maybe one of the maddest heat waves I've ever experienced.
This is crazy.
It was also the thing of the fact that it kept getting warmer. It's going to be 38 tomorrow, 37 today, more or less.
Well, it'd be interesting if that, because it was actually Sash who said to me, oh, there's a Meteorlux warning for thunderstorms now.
Yes.
So it'd be interesting to see what happens after that.
So what's the story there? Could you just tell us again?
Yeah. So I mean, it's still looking fantastic outside, but my wife said to me earlier, it's saying here that there might be thunderstorms. And then just Sasha, obviously, when she finished the 3 o'clock and we sort of crossed over, she said, oh, there is a Meteorlux warning from 6 till 9, high winds and a lot of rain.
6 till 9, high winds, lot of rain, wind gusts as well.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
It's like 80 kilometres. I mean, not massive, but still, it'd be interesting to see what happens if that clears the air a bit.
I think so. I wonder, right? It's going to be like throwing a sizzling hot pan into a sink full of water. It's just going to go...
Oil everywhere.
Oil everywhere. Yeah. I've got no pants on.
Yeah.
I'm completely drenched.
I've done it again.
Oh, it keeps happening to me, actually. I mean, and it's not really over yet because we're going back to quote-unquote normal temperatures next week. Fairly regular Luxembourg weather.
Yeah.
But then kicks off that amazing period of Luxembourg summer where all these insanely cool... Yeah. Concerts take place.
Yeah, and do you always like August in Luxembourg?
Oh, I do.
It's great, isn't it? There's like no traffic. Everyone's away.
Yeah, congé annulé on that
time. The only problem is you're trying to find a restaurant open. That's always a bit tricky, isn't it?
Oh, really?
A lot of them will go off for a couple of weeks or something. But it's always quite nice on the roads. Yeah. It's quite quiet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rarely here. That's usually when I go back to the old country.
Oh, okay.
But I do. I do love when I do catch bits of the congé annulé program at Rotonde.
Yes.
So we are giving away tickets to Gorilla on Monday. I think that's going to be another huge giveaway as well. The Robbie Williams giveaway, massive.
Like 300 people?
Something like 300 people got in touch. Incredible. Yeah, through the station. Ended up with lots of people listening in going, oh, hang on, this isn't half bad.
Yeah, hopefully. So good.
It was really, really fun.
Excellent.
So stay tuned. Next week on Monday, we're going to give away tickets to Gorillaz. I'm just actually finishing up, you know how we always pose a question?
Yeah.
They have to answer correctly. I'm currently just formulating that question.
Nice.
So that'll be on Monday. Right now, it's C-Matt with the Jamie Oliver petrol station. I've got Aldous Harding coming your way as well. Funny name.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. Either way, stay tuned because we'll be with you until 7 p.m. with regular news, weather, and traffic updates every half hour. Here she is now, C-Matt, the Jamie Oliver petrol station.
RTL Today Radio.
Available on 93.3 FM
and DAB+.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg. How's that then?